You may not know the names of Thomas and Carol Ann Person, but in the late 1970s, they had a significant case in North Carolina. Attorney Irvin Brown remembers when they came to his office at the Legal Aid Society in Winston-Salem.
They had been to the master's office to get married, and they had been turned down for a license.
The magistrate made clear why he denied them.
Got out his Bible and started reading to them about how interracial marriages should not be permitted.
The couple sued after a second magistrate refused to marry them for the same reason and won. A federal judge ruled the magistrates violated the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk spoke to Brown today. Here's more of their conversation, including details about the 1970s case.
One of the interesting aspects of the case is that the couple were legally blind, which meant, among other things, that they could not distinguish colors, black and white. And so, unless somebody had told them, of course, they would not have known that one was black and one was white. And they were obviously deeply in love one with the other, and eventually they got married, and they now still live in eastern North Carolina.
So as of now, a federal judge, it was back in October, ruled that same-sex marriage is protected under the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. How is this situation for magistrates any different from the one that you were involved in back in the 70s?
I'm not sure really that there is any significant difference or any difference at all as far as equal protection goes. They really are the same thing, and these laws like the one that Tea Party legislature has passed here and was vetoed by Governor McCrory and now has been overridden are based on what I think is just a sham, saying that individuals who have religious objections to marrying a same-sex couple don't have to do it and can't be held liable if they refuse. They got to have some excuse, and that's the one they've chosen, but it's a pretty clear, transparent sham, in my opinion.